T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region, and if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by, from Elm Lawn Memorial Park, President Mike Austin and Memorial Counselor Andrea Williams, and thanks to you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
So tell us a little bit about the park, because obviously we're talking about a final resting place for people, but it's quite much more than that.
So a little bit of history. We were founded in 1901 in the town of Tonawanda, and we have currently 100 developed acres, about 70,000 burials total through the 100 and almost 20 years now. We are a large park right in the middle of the Kenton area that's the community can use as a great asset.
Specifically where in the town of Tonawanda?
We are at the corner of Brighton and Delaware Avenue.
Ah, right. Oh, pretty distinctive and pretty notable place here.
Yep.
in Western New York.
Yep.
For sure. What, I guess amenities is the word that's coming to mind, but what other things does the facility offer that people might not necessarily associate with that sort of format?
So a few things. Obviously, we've got the traditional burials. With the industry changing now, we've really kind of migrated towards a number of different options for cremation, and that's something that we really strive to do over the last 5 or 6 or 7 years. It's a big change in the industry that's affecting everybody, and it's part of what we're trying to do is create that park-like setting that people feel it's an important place to have, you know, your family come and visit and treasure your life.
Has that really been something that has changed a lot? Because to me, growing up, the traditional was eventually you were placed in a casket and then buried in the ground. But more people are opting for those other things, as you mentioned, cremation or some other alternative?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point in Western New York, the cremation rate is over 50%. It's approaching 60%. So it's a major factor for all cemeteries, really, in Western New York and really across the country.
And I'm guessing, on one side of this equation, it actually frees up more space then if people are going to take that route.
So absolutely.
Potential for more business down the line.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I've asked a lot is, how much inventory, how much time do we have left for the cemetery? And, the guess was always 150 to 200 years. And with cremation becoming more and more popular, that timeline is growing instead of shrinking, actually, with over time.
Want to talk a little bit more about some of the specific things that you have available at Elm Lawn Memorial Park, but want to turn to Andrea and not leave you go without talking a little bit here this morning. And as a memorial counselor, obviously you're tasked with a very specific sounding job. Is it precisely that? What is it that you do?
Well, I meet with families and help them realize the importance of pre-planning. And it is an uncomfortable thing for many families to talk about, but once they meet with me and I give them the different types of options that we have available to them, they walk out of our office more at ease and are happy that they met with me and made their pre-planning arrangements. And they do realize then, after meeting with the counselors, how important it is to do that.
Is it mostly the whole stigma or issue of talking about death itself, or are they kind of maybe a little bit maybe over nervous about the financial aspects of things?
I think it's a little bit of both, and what we are able to do for the families is we do offer payment arrangements and payment plans for them that really they weren't aware of. They thought that maybe they would have to pay everything up front, but we do have programs where they can pay over a period of years, and we work with everyone's budget.
Absolutely. I was going to say, because similar to the methods of burial that we talked about with Mike a little bit, you just mentioned that there are also, well, going along with those, coordinating plans, but different than that, just the whole idea of how to do the financial arranging. I know my parents actually set aside money like in a separate fund and have already taken care of that aspect for them, for themselves. Mm-hmm. Something like that also available there too?
Yes. Well, they can set up their pre-arrangements with us at the cemetery, and they can make the payments, and there's no bank or anything involved. It's, you know, strictly through the cemetery, and like I mentioned, that they can, whatever they're comfortable with, you know, we try to work with them as far as payment plans, payment arrangements, and they don't have to do everything all at once. You know, if they just come in and pick out their final resting place, whether it's in-ground burial, mausoleum, cremation boulder, or a bench, we have different products that they can choose from. They can do it one step at a time, you know, take care of that. They can take care of the memorial marker maybe after they're finished with paying off their burial space. So it doesn't have to be so overwhelmed for them. They can do it in small steps.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. With us, President of Elm Lawn Memorial Park, Mike Austin, and the Memorial Counselor there, Andrea Williams. Mike, back to you. Talking about the memorials themselves, certainly a number of options, but what about the fee structure for them? Is there even a fee?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's different options as far as memorialization. There's upright monuments, there's flat markers, obviously in the buildings. Those are mostly inscribed on the crypt fronts, things like that. But the things that we've also gotten into now with memorial benches, and Andrea had mentioned the boulders as well, there's a lot of different options. You see a lot of imagination with what's gone on, with what people want to have. And, you know, it there's some structure to it, but there's a lot of room for imagination to individualize for families as well.
And also important to point out that you have a guarantee as to the lifespan of these items, correct?
Yeah. You know, manufacturers certainly back them up. You know, we're constantly doing maintenance for families on those memorials as well.
And also of interest, especially this time of year, we've got something going on for veterans, too, at the facility.
Yes, and we do have a Veterans Day sale. I know some families think, oh, a cemetery having a sale, but we wanted to do something special for our veterans. And November 8th, 9th, and 11th, and 12th, veterans will receive 50% off a full-size grave or $150 off a cremation grave. Also, we have 15% off crypts, niches, bevels, and benches for our veterans.
And the best way to get in touch with you to make those arrangements would be?
They would give our office a call and ask to speak to a family counselor, and then we can make it, we do it by appointment. You know, obviously, if they were driving by, a lot of families drive by and see our cemetery and walk in. We do, you know, families can just walk in and somebody will take care of them immediately.
Yeah, that has to be, Mike, back to you for this. The more difficult aspect of your line of work is how to kind of figure out how to do the advertising, right, to reach people, because Andrea just said, you know, sale, and automatically people get a little wigged out again because of the thing that we're talking about.
Right. It is. It's a delicate situation. You know, you don't, everyone handles grief differently. And, you know, you try to, the thing with the pre-planning that we've talked about is it takes a lot of the stress out of it at the time of need. So obviously that's a better way to go. I think most people feel that way. So, you know, when we run these sales or specials or things like that, they're pre-need situations, and, you know, a family is able to get together. There's a lot of times we'll have 6 or 8 or 10 people meeting with Andrea and the staff, and, you know, everybody can be involved that way instead of it being a stressful situation at a time of need.
Right, and everybody's got a different question, and it's probably the same questions that you hear over and over. What are the most likely things that people will bring up when they come to you?
Well, a lot of families aren't educated in the area of death. You know, it's something that they don't talk about daily, so they'll ask about pricing, about fees, opening and closing. They don't know what an opening and closing fee is, and that's explained to them. Certain terms, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I want something in the mausoleum, but mausoleum is also is a building that houses a crypt and a niche. So it's educating them on the terminology and the different fees, and a lot of it to the history of Elm Lawn Cemetery. You know, they always a lot of families ask, you know, how long has your cemetery been here, and a lot of families are interested in knowing that the cemetery is going to be around forever, that their loved one is going to be laid to rest at.
And a couple more things to point out, Mike, before we close, that you keep referencing the fact that you want to make sure people know it's Elm Lawn Memorial Park. And again, cemetery, but much more than that. Why is that important to kind of get into people's heads?
Yeah, I think the park aspect of it, again, it's we've got this beautiful 100-acre green space in the middle of Kenmore and Tonawanda. And it really is the largest park in our area. You know, we've got trees that date back centuries, really. You know, beautiful lawns, wildlife. We've got deer and turkeys. This morning we had 11 turkeys right across from the office. You know, the deer are wandering around now. It's this beautiful space, and to see people in walking their dogs and enjoying that space. And, you know, back in the day when cemeteries were, everybody considered them park. People would go on Sundays and take their picnic, and their whole family would go visit. And, you know, that's it's kind of the more people we can bring in, the better it is.
And wanted to also give you the opportunity to point out a very important detail about the proceeds from the sale of memorials.
Yeah, so we are, and not just Elm Lawn, but all cemeteries in New York, we're very regulated by the state of New York. Part of what we have to do is take a portion of our sales and put that away in what's called a permanent maintenance fund. And that fund is set aside by all cemeteries for when the cemetery is sold out of space. And that's the money that cuts the grass, plows the road, has office staff, and again, for us, we're talking 200 years from now. But that money is all safely put away, and that's something that the state of New York requires from every cemetery.
All right, and again, any last thoughts, Andrea, on the veterans markers in particular that would be of import right about now for people?
The veterans markers, one thing that veterans do need to know is that once they're a veteran, they are entitled to a veteran memorial marker from the government, and that is a savings to the family as far as memorialization. So when they come in to speak to me, I would go over all the information that veterans are entitled to from the government, and our we always offer veterans 15% off throughout the year. It's just something that we'd like to do to honor our veterans and thanking them for their service.
Yeah, very good. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys. Before we go, again, the number for people if they want to contact you over at Elm Lawn Memorial Park.
716-876-8131.
Anything else that we needed to cover and get out to people? All right. Then it means like you did a good job again, which is nice to hear. Well, again, very much appreciate the time and glad to get the word out for you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Randy.
That is President Mike Austin and Memorial Counselor Andrea Williams with Elm Lawn Memorial Park. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.